Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish, Taf Reish Ayin Beis, that's Hilchos Chanukah. I don't want them to get nervous. I didn't start drinking yet. I know Purim's coming up, not Hanukkah. But the Mechaber paskins that if a person is late in lighting Neiros Chanukah, we know the Zmanim that a person's supposed to light Neiros Chanukah, Tishkah Chama, Shetich L'Regel V'Nashuk. Let's say a person's late. So the Mechaber paskins that a person is supposed to light the Neiros even later. Mechaber does not mention that we don't make a bracha. One would have thought that one shouldn't make a bracha at that point because it's a suffix whether you're mekayim the mitzvah. And when there's a suffix whether you're mekayim the mitzvah or not, you shouldn't make a bracha misuffix. Nevertheless, the Mechaber makes no mention of not making a bracha. And it's mashal for the Mechaber that you do make a bracha. So there's the famous shtickle from the Marak Tzia of Yaakov Emdin that he wants to explain as follows. There's something unique about Neiros Chanukah, and that is that when you light Neiros Chanukah, one could always make a mistake and think you're lighting the Neiros Chanukah simply because you want to have light, and the Neiros Chanukah have no relevance to be mefaris in the Neis. So it's necessary for a person to make a bracha, and by making the bracha, you're making it evident that what you're doing is being mefaris in the Neis, that it all is related to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why there's an inyan bedavka, even if a person is late, the way the Marktia says it inside, is that the brachas are ma'akev, that the brachas of Neiros Chanukah are ma'akev. That's what he says. For this reason, so it should be evident that the Neiros Chanukah are there to be mefaris in the Neis. The Gemara Megillah goes on the Pasuk, Gemara brings on Yoram and Beis, several Amorayim, they have gave introductions to their darshaning the Megillah. So the Gemara says that one of the introductions was Tachas ha-na'atzutz yaleh v'rosh v'sachas ha-sirpad yaleh hadas, referring to, you know, we lay this by Tainis Tzibor in the Haftarah. Tachas ha-na'atzutz is referring to Haman, first of Avodah Zarah. Yaleh v'rosh is Mordechai, he was the head of the Besamim Meredachia. So instead of the Natsutz, instead of the Avodah Zarah Haman, Yael Evarosh came Mordechai. Tachas HaSirpad, in place of the Vashti, who her great-grandfather burnt the Beis HaMikdash down, Sarah Frafidas Beis Elokeinu, Yael Hadas is Hadassah, is Esther. So that was the Nace that happened. V'haya l'Hashem l'Shem. Zu mikra Megillah. V'osalam l'yikareis elu yimei ha'purim. So what is V'haya l'Hashem l'Shem? What is that referring to? That's mikra Megillah. Says the Marsha, in the Megillah, we make no mention of the Shem Hashem. One could easily read the Megillah and think, okay, miracles happen. Miracle, not a miracle, Derech HaTeva, who knows? V'haya l'Hashem l'Shem is referring to the bracha we make before the Megillah. That by making the bracha before the Megillah, we're making it evident that the Neis that happened was because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So these B'Yisodo, although the Marak Tzia himself says by Mikra Megillah, Misafik, you would not make a bracha, that's true. But L'maisa, the way Chazal, according to the Marsha at least, where Kaveya, the Inyan of Mikra Megillah, was the same tzura as how they would Kaveya, the Inyan of Neiros Chanukah. That what's Kaveya, the Neis, is the bracha that we say as a prelude to the mitzvah. Why would Chazal do this? It seems like a strange way to be Kaveya a Pirsume Nisa. So make a Pirsume Nisa that it can be clear on its own that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is it necessary to do it b'davka through a bracha that we should be able to notice or realize that it's coming through the Ribbono Shel Olam? So I was thinking that possibly we could suggest as follows. The inyan of a bracha is the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Hashem, Adon HaKol, Elokeinu, Yisrashkiach, Melech HaOlam. He's the king of the world. When a person makes a bracha, he's being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. So as a prelude to any mitzvah, to a persume nisa that we're doing, Chazal were kaveya that it was necessary to have a kabbalas ol malchus shamayim prior to the persume nisa, to make it evident that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who's responsible. Why? Why is that so important? We know that you hear constantly about various nisim that happened, especially in Eretz Yisrael, during the Mechama. We hear about many, many nisim, and people's reaction many times is just simply, Hashgacha Pratis. What do we do with that reaction? When we react, Hashgacha Pratis, Gevaldik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. What's the next step? What do we do with that? I believe when you make a bracha before mentioning a nesa, presume nisa, what you're doing is saying that the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a nes is a mechayev. It's not simply, Baruch Hashem, Hashem was watching over us. But that translates into action. It translates into a reaction. What does that mean to me? How do I have to proceed in my life now that I've already noticed the nes? How does that translate into how I live my life? When a person looks at a nes, not simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, but that's a mechayev for me to do something more, I have to act differently, that takes on a whole different dimension of how we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody knows the Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo, how he talks about that mitoch the nisim gluyim, a person is supposed to notice the day-to-day nisim that happened. And the purpose of that is the recognition and the constant awareness that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world. Ad kedei kach. We know, at the end of Parshas Kisisa, the mitzvah being Ola L'Rega. So think about it for a minute. Chazal say that the furthest point in Eretz Yisrael, okay, was the Zman HaMikdash, the first Korban, second Korban. Mara says that it could take up to 2 weeks to go from the end of Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the maximum amount of time it takes to go. So just think of the scene. You have people in the far-flung places, in the Shtachim, right? And they're going, packing up, whole family is coming up to be Ola L'Rega. And the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a haftacha, V'lo yachmud ishes artzucha. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm taking care. Border fence, no border fence. Cameras, no cameras, right? Nothing. Doesn't make a difference. You pack up with your whole family. There's no one left at the border to man the fort, to make sure nothing's happening. And you go to be Ola L'Rega, and you're taking off 5 weeks, because it takes 2 weeks to get there. You're there for a week, and you come back for 2 weeks. 5 weeks you're away from home, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sleep tight at night, you have nothing to worry about. That's the mechayev, that's what it means to be a boteach. What it means to be a boteach is that a person understands that I have absolutely nothing to worry about. When I see the nisim happen, what that translates into is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's running everything and he's controlling everything on a daily basis, at a moment-by-moment basis, and that has to change how I react. That has to change how I live my life. I live my life differently because I have nothing to worry about, and therefore I can put all my efforts into my Avodas Hashem. I think it's important to note that now especially, this might sound a little funny, during the month of Ramadan, the Goyim, the Yishmaelim, have made movements to increase their fight against Klal Yisrael. And we can't take the tefillas of Goyim lightly. We see the Gemara in Gittin says that when Bar Kokhba was leading his revolt, so the king, he was single-handedly tearing apart the whole Goyish, Roman army. And the person who was in charge, the general, the king, I don't know who it was, the king, it sounds like he had a crown, right, was nervous. He says, Ribbono shel Olam, please don't allow one man to take apart my whole malchus. As I'll say that because of that, Bar Kokhba did his things wrong, and as a result of that, he was vulnerable, and he died because a snake bit him. What do you see? HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefillos, even from people who are trying to hurt Klal Yisrael, even from people who are trying to get against us. But when the Goyim go ahead and in the matzav of their tefila and their avot, and they're serving the Ribbono shel Olam, they're not serving anyone else, we have to double down on our hishtadlus of how much effort we are going to put into countering those forces of the Goyim. So we need to be mischazik gufa in this bitachon that we have. And the recognition of what the Ribbono shel Olam is doing for us, does for us, and will do for us. But we need to constantly be aware of that what that means, how that's mechayiv us to live our lives differently. And in Mela, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we react properly, without a doubt, he will act in turn and be Mashiach of Klal Yisrael.